Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Just reminding you, theme of the show tonight, freedom is not passive. It is not laissez-faire. It must be aggressively maintained. Find the people who are hostile to freedom in your society and throw them into cages. You see that El Salvadorian president? You realize how violent El Salvador was just like a few years ago? You couldn't visit. It was a place that was run by violence. Now, it is the safest place in Latin America by a mile, probably the safest place in the Western Hemisphere. You can go walk at midnight down Main Street with your wife now, not a care in the world. Tucker sat down with his president. Hey, what exactly did you do?
We basically, in the roll-up of phase six, we basically pacified the country in a couple of weeks.
How do you do that? How do you pacify a country?
Well, with the phases included the building up of the police forces, the army. We doubled the army. We literally doubled the army to fight crime, to use.
I'm going to let that literally go because I like it.
The army to fight crime. And we equipped them. Before, like, soldiers, we didn't have, like...
He goes on to talk about how they gave them weapons and drones and things like that. But the important part was a couple weeks from the most violent, wretched place to the safest place around in a couple weeks. The bad guys, yes, they are all around us. They're an inch deep. If we treat them with aggression, with hostility... we can have a country again. If not, well, we're going to have more of this. Whistleblower charged by the DOJ after exposing gender-affirming care at the hospital. We don't use that term, gender-affirming care. This is from Just the News. There's no such thing as gender-affirming care. There is mutilating people, children and adults. Texas Children's Hospital, they're trans and kids. Chopping penises off, cutting the breasts off of young girls. A Dr. Ethan Haim, a surgeon, came forward and said, "Hey, these guys are violating the law. They're chopping up parts of the kids." Biden's Department of Justice, I'm going to send the guy to federal prison for 4 years. We need to treat these people with aggression. All right, let's do this. Don't care what your problem is or whatever it is. Get to it quickly. Grant, Oklahoma, don't yell at me. I screwed up your name. Go.
Hey, no worries. Thanks for being a veteran. I'm also a two-time veteran myself. I enjoy your show. You said something last week that I think is very correct. We are not going to stay together, all 50 states. I think that is very sad. I don't advocate that, but I don't see any way around it, and here's why. Let's look at America's foreign policy. We had no problem convincing people who were fighting communism for decades after World War II. We sent troops to Vietnam. We know how that turned out. Open up your closet. Look at all the clothing items made from Vietnam. We sent troops to communist China to supposedly fight Mao Zedong. We threw Chiang Kai-shek under the bus. For those who need a little history lesson, he wanted to establish a not a communist regime, but Chiang Kai-shek wanted a constitutional republic very similar to the United States. We did not support him, I don't think, the way that we should have. Thirdly, since World War I, 650,000 American soldiers have died on foreign soil, and we have allowed this. Yet what's baffling to me, as someone who has served my country twice, volunteered both times, I don't think this country has citizens tough enough to fight against communism on their own soil. For some strange reason, we don't mind watching them get slaughtered 10,000 miles away, but we won't do a damn thing about it in our own.
Now, I understand what you're saying, and I don't actually have any disagreement with anything you just said there. I will say, though, yes, we do have a people problem. I've said that many times. We don't have a politician problem. As much as it hurts you and hurts me, these scumbags who run our country are an accurate reflection of us. They are. That's why I kind of just smirk whenever I see someone say, Ilhan Omar, get her out of Congress. Why is she in Congress? She shouldn't be there. I think she's a perfect reflection of her district. Perfect reflection. The congressman from your area should represent your district. That's her district. Why shouldn't she be there? I think we have a people problem. The people keep sending her there. Now, as far as us being unwilling to deal with communism in our own country, it's important to understand this. We have for years and years and years been conditioned by our putrid education system, which the communists took over right away. If you read the Anti-Communist Manifesto, available at jessekellybook.com, then you would understand what they did and why they did it. They took over the education system. And in our education system, we don't learn about the evils of communism. We don't. Now, I understand there are good teachers listening to this show who probably do. But as a whole, when you emerge from high school in this country, you grades K through 12, you just did K through 12 education. On average, the American student can't really do math very well anymore. They certainly can't speak. They can't write at all. They can't punctuate anything. But they do know that the United States of America is a pretty racist place. After all, we used to have slaves. And you know what else they don't know? They don't know jack about communism, about communist atrocities, about communist involvement here in America. Oh, sure, they've heard the names Mao and Stalin. But what's that, Michael? What do you say it over there? Go ahead. You say it. Well, I chickened out. Now, well, anyway, yeah, when you graduate high school, you will do, you'll spend 3 or 4 weeks in a year on the evils of slavery, on the genocide of the Native Americans. Will you ever do 3 weeks on Pol Pot exterminating 25% of his country in 4 years? You won't. Our people have been educated to think America is the root of all evil instead of what actually is. It's friggin' awful. Ivan, Idaho, go.
Hey, so I know that you are an incredibly well-read individual, and so perhaps you have already heard of this book. But I have a book recommendation for you and perhaps anybody with young children. The book is Help Mom, There Are Liberals Under My Bed.
Don't remember I've never the heard of it, but I already like it.
This was what my... Yeah?
Who wrote it?
A good book. My dad taught me to read with that book.
Help Mom, There Are Liberals Under the Bed. Chris, look that up. That's awesome. Look, it's tough to find kids' education stuff out there. It's real, real tough. Gary, New York, go.
Trump, get out of Crotona Park in the South Bronx and get out to the Midwest.
Oh, dang it. I think that was the guy on the... Oh, that was going to be Steven Manhattan. And I got so excited that I fat-fingered the button. I know that was him. Anyway, he was going to talk about Trump in New York before he did. Have you heard of Steven Manhattan thing, which is my favorite thing in the world? Look, people are riding on Trump a little bit. He's gotten some guff for doing a bunch of campaigning in New York. You know I'm more than willing to criticize Trump when I have problems with him. He was stuck in New York. He was stuck there, and he had to stay close to home. So don't delude yourself. He's not going to win New York. He's not going to win New York. But if that's the only place you're going to have campaign events, and that's the only place you're going to have campaign events. All right, I want to talk to the foreign policy thing for just a moment, because this guy brought something up. And speaking of Trump, let's talk about that and what something Lindsey Graham had to say. Gosh, Lindsey Graham is just the friggin' worst. And then we'll get back to these. 877-377-4373. Before we get to that, let's talk about making some preparations, shall we? We have to make preparations. Not extreme things. Not even fun, crazy things like I want to do, which is buy a nuclear bunker. I just don't have the money. But we do have to do basics, medical supplies. How are you going to have clean water? And one of the things that haunts me when I think about this too long is EMPs. You know what EMPs are? Real wave of the future stuff when it comes to what they can do with them. Electromagnetic pulse. It fries everything electronic in your area. Your power grid. Do you remember the interview I did a couple weeks ago about our power grid and the attacks on it? How are you going to get juice when they fry out the power grid? You know about My Patriot Supply. You know about emergency three-month food kits. They have something now which I wholeheartedly endorse. It's called the Grid Doctor 300. What a great freaking name. The Grid Doctor 300. It's a solar-powered generator. A solar-powered generator gets you enough juice to get you by. Your fridge, your phone, whatever you have. The $50 off right now at preparewithjessekelly.com. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Generators, baby. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get back to the emails and calls here in a few. 877-377-4373. I want to talk about something maybe a little heavy also, but something that was hitting me today. I had a chance. I sat down for a while with Mike Benz. I've had Mike Benz on before. I need to bring him back on the radio. I'm having him on my TV show actually tonight. He's one of these spook types. He knows a lot about a lot. Knows where a lot of the bodies are buried. And we were talking about many, many things about the State Department, the CIA, FBI. Specifically, we were talking about Mark Milley's involvement in January 6th. But the more I talk to him and the more I talk to people who know, something is becoming clearer to me, and I believe I'm right about this. I've been trying to figure out what the absolute hatred for Trump from the left, where it came from. Now, let me pause. Let me put a couple of disclaimers on that. I understand anytime a Republican is elected, America's left acts like it's Adolf Hitler. I get that. I was here for the Bush years. Shoot, I was in the Marine Corps during all that. I saw all that. I understand that. I get that. So that's part of it for sure. I understand that Trump's nature creates love or hatred in people. Very few people are like me where they just, I don't love or hate him. He's just a politician. I don't believe in loving or hating them. I really don't care about him at all. He's a rental car to me, like they all are. Get me to where I'm going, then I'll dump you and pick someone else. But he does create that in people, love or hatred. I get that. I get that as well. But I think you would acknowledge, and at least by my observation, it was turned up under Trump. That hatred was turned up. Chris, am I out of bounds on that, Michael? It was turned up to a level that was weird, almost on day one. And part of the reason I thought it was so weird was Trump is not some dictator type, and Trump is not even someone you would consider to be conservative. He's really not. He's a fairly pragmatic, extremely moderate, far too moderate for my taste, businessman. He's really somebody, as far as Republicans go, that Democrats should enjoy. Remember, Trump views himself as a deal maker. He wrote the book, The Art of the Deal. Right when he got elected, you could tell he just wanted to get things done for the country. That's how he viewed it. He didn't come at it where I would come at it from a more ideological standpoint. He just wanted to get stuff done. And remember, he started trying to get deals done, even on the border. Remember, he tried to strike a border deal with Dems that involved amnesty? It was, we'll give you some amnesty, but we get the wall first and we get to deport people. He was just trying to strike a deal. Very pragmatic type guy. And they acted like he's Mussolini. And I just have never been able to fully understand why. I couldn't quite get it. But the more I talk to these foreign policy types and the more I talk to these people who know where the bodies are buried in various places, the more I believe it's Donald Trump's foreign policy. Not immigration policy as much, not trade policy. But the truth is, American industry, American politics, it exists on the vast quantities of money that are made through combat overseas. Combat and making sure certain territories are taken care of. You know, you remember we've gone over this story before about Ukraine, about the insane money we've poured in. And remember I told you the money we've poured in now won't be a fraction as much as we pour in after it's over. And they've already announced partnerships with America's finance giants to help rebuild Ukraine after it's gone. The truth is that it's not billions at stake. It's trillions with a T at stake. And Trump, to his credit, has always been against that and always spoken out loudly against that. He was one of the loudest voices against Iraq back when that wasn't very popular. Trump was saying, this is crap. What are we doing here? We weren't even attacked there. And the more I hear people like Lindsey Graham, the more convinced I am that that's where the problem really is. The deep state, whatever you want to call it, the real problem they had with Trump came from that. And yes, I know Trump and Lindsey Graham, I know they link up, but what are you going to do? This stuff happens all the time with these guys. But this was Lindsey Graham. He was complaining about Tuberville, Senator Tuberville, one of the good ones.
Your Republican colleague, Senator Tommy Tuberville, just this past week said on Steve Bannon's show that Volodymyr Zelensky is a dictator and unconstitutional. I wonder if those remarks from your fellow senator represent the GOP.
Let me pause for a moment. That's not debatable. Volodymyr Zelensky is a dictator. You may love him. He's a dictator. They have suspended elections. They have eliminated the domestic opposition. I don't care whether you use a dictator you like or a dictator you hate. He is a dictator, period. End of story.
No, it represents him and him alone. If you spend 15 minutes studying Putin and what he wants to recreate the Russian Empire. He's not going to stop in Ukraine. We celebrated the 80th anniversary of D-Day. It was a failure. It was the unnecessary war described by Winston Churchill. We had a dozen chances to stop Hitler. It's not about NATO, is not about American weapons in Ukraine. It's about a megalomaniac wanting to create the Russian Empire by force of arms. If you don't stop.
Vladimir Putin couldn't take Ukraine. Vladimir Putin, yes, he has pieces of Ukraine that he will keep, but the Russian military wasn't strong enough to take all of Ukraine that he wanted. But he's going to take all of Europe? What? That's crazy. That doesn't even make sense. That makes no sense at all. Unless, of course, the goal is war without end. Headline, France seeks direct entry into Ukraine. I believe that the real hatred for Trump came from his foreign policy. That's what I believe. I'll always believe that. Anyway, we'll get to some more emails and calls in just a second. Before we do that, remember, there's always a bonus when you're calling from a Pure Talk phone. You get whatever soundboard item you'd like. Why? Because we don't support garbage in this country, at least not on this show. Your cell phone company, unless you have Pure Talk, probably supports garbage, outright garbage. Pure Talk, they love this country. Love this country. Pick up your cell phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. While your cell phone company is giving to Pride Month, Pure Talk's giving to America's Warrior Partnership, helping our veterans come back into society, helping them with jobs, medical care. That's what Pure Talk's all about. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Their CEO is a veteran. He loves America. All right? All right. Emails, phone calls. Next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, it was a Medal of Honor Monday. If you missed that or you missed any part of the show, we broke down all kinds of stuff. You can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Jesse, I always thought the U.S. shouldn't get involved in nation building and policing the world. We should have stayed isolationists, but these days I hear a lot of people saying that doesn't work. Can you support or attack isolationism? I do it myself, but figure stealing your words and claiming that is my own would do you more honor. That's from Craig. Okay, look, here's the honest truth. Nations themselves are going to serve themselves. That's the nature of any organization. Whether it's a family, a small business, a small country, a large country, nations are going to be in it for themselves. Nations are also filled and oftentimes led by very selfish people, terrible people, stupid people. That's not a modern day thing. Obviously, it's really bad today, maybe worse than ever. But that's look, at one point in time, the most powerful empire on the planet had a ruler who wanted to make his horse a senator. Yeah, it's bad. It gets really bad out there sometimes. And so America's foreign policy, and the founders were emphatic about this. If you want to read something fascinating, go read. It's a little long, but it's not terrible. Go read George Washington's farewell address. His farewell address. I believe that's actually what it's titled, his farewell address. Chris, look that up and make sure I'm right about that. George Washington's farewell address, where he talks about our foreign policy. It should be, we trade with everyone here and we mind our own friggin' business. And he even says in there, Europe, these places, They're always in new wars. Someone's always starting something. Someone always has a reason to raise up an army and march it off to war and slaughter a bunch of your own young men. We here in America, we don't do that. We mind our own business here. And what's insane about our foreign policy today is that foreign policy I just explained, that was the foreign policy for the vast majority of our existence. Clear up in and in fact through World War I, they had to tell a bunch of lies and twist a bunch of arms to get us into World War I because the people didn't want it. The people, the American people didn't want World War II. That's how ingrained isolationism, if you want to call that, is in the American people. And we hated Nazis. Before we even knew about what, well, before the Holocaust even existed, we did not like Nazis here in America. We hated Hitler. We hated Nazi Germany. We thought it was terrible. And if you were a politician and you said you wanted to get involved in World War II, you would have lost your election, Democrat or Republican, any congressman, senator, or president, immediately. It wouldn't have even been close. That's how emphatic the American people were about getting involved in other people's wars. Nope. We are free here. We build an economy here. We don't have a gigantic standing army here. We have a good navy because that's what you need to protect your country when you're surrounded by two major oceans. And we mind our own business and trade with everyone. And look at what America was up to that versus what they've done to us now. $34 trillion in debt. The spending and printing without end. Now, people can't afford freaking McDonald's.
Higher prices for food and labor have forced some restaurants to declare bankruptcy or close locations, including Red Lobster, Applebee's, and California-based Rubio's. 80% of Americans now consider fast food a luxury item, and they're looking for ways to save by choosing cheaper restaurants or eating at home.
If you look at the lower-end consumer, that's where you're seeing much more pressure.
Can't afford McDonald's. Fast food's a luxury item. We have printed and spent and printed and spent, and now we're here. And they're still going. And they're dead set against anyone doing anything about it. That's why I tell you about gold, by the way. Because these people are going to destroy our currency one way or the other. They are. Called Oxford yet? You got some gold coins in your hands? Silver coins? Something? Call them, please. 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-GOLD. Do I need to remind you, these are the people running the country. Do you think they're about to fix things?
We have increased the number of refugees that we will accept from the Western Hemisphere. We have built safe mobility offices in Colombia, Ecuador, Guatemala, Costa Rica, to reach people where they are so they don't have to take the perilous journey.
The United States of America now has mobility offices set up in foreign lands to fill the country up with illegals. Do you think you should make some preparations? 833-995-GOLD. All right? All right. Mike, Colorado. Go, boss.
I'm out in Denver, and I have with all these potheads out here. They always...
I can't understand anything he's saying. That's too bad. Lawrence, Jacksonville. Go.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Johan, Florida. Go. Gone. Chuck, Maryland. Go.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Quick aside. Trump hatred. He was a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat his whole life from New York. He jumped ship to Republican. I wonder why he's hated so much. The actual point I'm calling... Biden said he's known Putin for 40 years. So Biden's been a useful Soviet idiot for 40 years? Your opinion on that. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Well, Biden's a liar. The truth isn't in him. Who even says this?
You know, one of the things has been a legend in my family is my middle name is Robinet. And allegedly, I've been told by my grandfather that I'm a son of the American Revolution because...
He's the son of the American Revolution. He taught the Second Amendment. He is grew up in the Greek community, the Polish community, the black community. His son, Bo Biden, has apparently given his life in every conflict from the American Revolution up to this one, even though he died of cancer back here in the United States of America. There is just, as I've said many times before, there's never been a liar like Joe Biden. There's never been one, and I know they all lie. I'm one of the ones who acknowledges Republican, Democrat, they all lie. There's never been anyone as shameless and brazen as Joe Biden. It's just the way he is. It's wild to watch. Ruby, Atlanta, go.
I have a strategy. Listening to you talk about these protests funded by billionaires, here's an idea that's simple, it's easy, and you don't need billionaires to do it. It won't cost any money. We need young men, single would be better because they wouldn't have to uproot families, of military age. They wouldn't have to join the military. They wouldn't have to protest, worry about being arrested or imprisoned. All they do is take up their stakes and move to Dearborn, Michigan, flood the area, and stay, put in 2 or 3 years' time, register to vote, and vote out Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, also Cori Bush.
Ruby, that's a terrible idea. I'm not going to lie. That's a dreadful idea, and it would never work. Listen, you can't strategically have people move because people don't move for that reason. You know, I understand conceptually what you're saying, but this is why I tell people to move to red states, and people will email in and say, hey, Jesse, wouldn't it be smarter to move to a purple state? That way you can turn a purple state red. Well, yeah, that would be smarter, but moving to a red state is an easier sell because a red state gives you a better life. You don't need someone to move only for political reasons. You can pack up your family and move from Chicago down to Tennessee somewhere, and your neighbors are waving to you. Your trash can blew over yesterday. Your neighbor ran out and grabbed it and brought it in. People were waving to you on the way by. The schools still say the Pledge of Allegiance. You're selling something more than politics, and that's what you need. All right, we'll do a couple quick emails. I'm gonna talk about this Mayorkas thing, and then we'll move on to some other things as we try to wrap up as much as we can here on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. All right? Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I want to do this email real quick here. I want to talk about the Mayorkas comments also. Remember, you can email the show. That's definitely a better way to do it. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I do see, though, that apparently someone wants to be hung up on. Tawny in San Diego. Go.
I love your show, Jesse. Hey, how you doing?
She actually told the call screener that she wanted to just tell me she loved the show so I'd hang up on her. That's a glutton for punishment. All right, let's talk about this comment again here really quickly. It's too heavy to get into right now, and it's a conversation we've had before. We were talking about heavy stuff already earlier in the show, but Mayorkas talking about setting up offices so we can just fly illegals into the country.
We have increased the number of refugees that we will accept from the Western Hemisphere. We have built safe mobility offices in Colombia, Ecuador, Guatemala, Costa Rica to reach people where they are so they don't have to take the perilous journey.
We're actually going into other countries and filling up planes of foreigners and flying them into the United States of America. I'm just going to say, remember, the leaders of America, it's all the West, so keep that in mind, but the leaders of America view their own citizens as being the problem and the enemy, their most patriotic citizens. When the Republican leadership, Mitch McConnell's of the world, when the Democrats, when they get together, they don't lament Putin, they lament you. They don't think about China. They think about you. They don't think about drug cartels. They think about you. They don't think about inflation. They think about you and how to deal with you. And the easiest way to deal with you is simply to replace you. You you people, you think you have rights, freedoms. Well, Pedro doesn't think that. Pedro wants a $500 Visa card and a job washing dishes at the rich guy's hotel for 50 cents an hour. And Pedro is bought and paid for life.
What do you think of President Biden?
Biden, I love Biden.
Why do you love him?
Biden help us.
Yeah, that's what's happening. And I don't know, just leveling with you here, I don't know how we recover from that. And now I know this is when people say, no, we just got to elect Trump and Trump will deport him. Again, I'll give you that. Let's elect Trump. Let's hope he deports as many as he possibly can. But that's not what I'm talking about. How does a nation go on when the leaders of one political party are all committed to filling up the country with foreigners who aren't loyal to it? How do you even continue to be a nation? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. So let's move on and talk about other stuff. Dear Junebug Jesse, as long as it's June, I have to ask, how do we fight back against diversity hires? I just got off the phone with a customer service representative at Wells Fargo Bank. She explained something to me in a less than lucid way, so I was having a hard time understanding her. I'm a smart person, so I got the gist of it. But what kept distracting me was her constant use of bad grammar and all this other stuff. I just want to remind you that if you are raising your children, you're loving your children, you feed your children, and you're teaching your children basics, please, thank you, speak up, eye contact, shake hands like a man, firm handshake for ladies and men, you young ladies, firm handshake out of you as well, especially if you're going to go into the business world. Remember, the business world is a man's world. I don't want to hear any crappy whining about it. It is, so buck up. If you teach your kid just basics like that, did I tell you to teach them how to build a computer from car parts? No. You teach them basics like that because of how quickly things have gone backwards. Your kids can have success. Now, maybe not in the traditional fields, but you know, I talk about trades all the time. I'm not going to tell you about trades again. Don't worry. Have you heard about sales? Maybe you don't have the personality for sales. By the way, it doesn't mean you have to be Mr. Class Clown. That's not what it takes to sell. That's not what I mean. You don't have to be Mr. Owns the Room. Every dude wants him. Every woman wants to be him. That's not what I'm talking about. If you are, that I said that the wrong way. Shut up, Chris. Anyway, if you are responsible, diligent, if you can deal with the sales process, you know you can make a lot of money for yourself. Good salesmen, I'm not just talking about RVs. Sales is involved in virtually every industry. If you can communicate with people, you're disciplined about getting back to people. Look, I'll tell you this. Here's two quick stories before I do headlines real quick. You know when I was looking for a midlife crisis car a few years ago? I pulled into this one nice car lot. I'll tell you right now, it was an Audi car lot. I'd never driven one before. I was going to test drive one. And I had my pickup truck. And I knew what it was to buy and sell cars, and I knew what the sales process was. I'm the ultimate. You'd want me as a salesman because I just tell you right off the bat, I tell you what I'm looking for. I come prepared. I just want to get in and out. Don't bother me. I take this drive in this Audi. I forget what it was, and I wanted it. And I tell him, because I was prepared. This is my pickup truck. This is the condition of it. This is the mileage of it. I want this car. Go ahead, work up some numbers for me. If I like the looks of them, I probably will come back tomorrow and buy it from you. I told that to the salesman. He never even called me back. I never got a return phone call. Yesterday, I had to book this house that my mom was trying to rent someplace so she could go see a cousin. It's a long story. It doesn't matter what it was. But I put in this inquiry online. I'm trying to find her something affordable. I'm looking online and I find this place and I put in their online thing where I just had to put in my name, number, and what I was looking for. And I set my phone down and my mom and my wife were sitting there and I told them, we'll see how long it takes these people to get back to me. In less than a minute, boom, my phone rang. You got my business. Booked it right then and there. Sales. Consider it. Just consider it, all right? Make yourself a lot of money.
And now,
here's
a headline.
But, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Olympic Committee releases inclusivity guidelines, asking broadcasters to avoid, quote, problematic terms for transgender athletes. That's according to The Blaze. The communists do this so well with language. Notice how emphatic they are about language. It matters to them. They decide the language. They tell you any other language is problematic and ban it. That's why you must use all the words the communist doesn't want you to use. Exposure to loud aircraft noises could lead to obesity. Is it a coincidence all these feminist rallies take place next to an airport? I think not. Also, I've run out of time, but we will do it again tomorrow. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.